好，弟兄姊妹，我哋开始早晨嘅聚会。
Brother and sister, we will start the meeting this morning.
请打开以弗所书第一章我哋由第三节读到第四节。
Please go to the book of Ephesians. We will read from chapter 1, verse 3 through 5.
愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气，就如神从创立世界以前，在基督里拣选了我们，使我们在他面前成为圣洁，无有瑕疵，又因爱我们，就按着自己义子所喜悦的，预定我们藉着耶稣基督得儿子的名分。
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ, according as he has chosen us in him before the world's foundation, that we should be holy and blameless before him in love, having marked us out beforehand for adoption through Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will.
使他荣耀嘅恩，第六节，使他荣耀嘅恩典得着称赞，这恩典是他在爱子里所赐给我们的。我们藉着爱子嘅血得蒙救赎，过犯得以赦免，那是照他丰富嘅恩典。这恩典是神用诸般智慧聪明，充充足足赏给我们的，都是照他自己所预定嘅美意，叫我们知道他旨意嘅奥秘。
Verse 6. To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has taken us into favor in the beloved, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of offenses, according to the riches of his grace, which he has caused to abound toward us in all wisdom and intelligence, having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself.
第十节，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一，我们亦都在祂里面得了基业，这原是那位随己意作万事的，照着他旨意所预定的，叫祂的荣耀从我们这首先在基督里有盼望的人可以得着称赞。
Verse 10. For the ministration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens and the things upon the earth, in him, in whom we have also obtained an inheritance, being marked out beforehand according to the purpose of him who works all things according to the counsel of his own will, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who have predestined in the Christ.
好，我哋开始，我有啲嘅祷告。
Okay, let's bow for word prayer.
主，我哋感谢，主，我哋嚟到称颂你。
Dear Lord, we thank you and praise you.
哦，主啊，你将你自己嘅旨意向属乎你嘅人嚟到打开。
You have revealed your purpose to those who belong to you.
哦，我愿意早晨我活喺你嘅喜悦嘅当中。
This morning, may we stay and live pleasing to you.
Oh, 叫你自己嘅话，哦，藉着你嘅灵，即系启示喺我哋众人嘅心嘅里面。
That your word through your Holy Spirit revealed to all of us.
好，叫你嘅心意你要得着满足。
That your heart or your purpose be fulfilled.
愿主祝福你自己嘅话语。
And Lord, you bless your own word.
祷告奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen. 早晨愿意同大家交通一个题目，神永远嘅旨意。
This morning, we desire to share this topic. It is the eternal purpose of God.
在刚才我们所读的那段的圣经当中， 这个旨意这个字在里面重复的出现。
The scripture that we just read, this word, this phrase purpose, repeats many times.
是啊，有时是译做 will, 有时是译做 purpose, 啊。
Sometimes it translated into will, sometimes purpose.
我们知道，常常讲，神有一个永远的旨意。
We often mention that God has an eternal purpose.
旨意这个字在圣经里面常常出现，究竟，神永远的旨意在圣经哪里出现呢？
This phrase purpose mentioned many the times in the Bible, but specifically for eternal purpose, where does it mention?
这个是在以弗所书三章十一节，请听我们来读。
It's mentioned in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 11.
这是照神从万世以前在我们主耶稣基督里所定的旨意。
According to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord.
或者中文可以再是这样译的，这是照着他在我们的主耶稣基督里所立永远的旨意。
He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord this eternal purpose.
究竟什么东西是为什么我们需要来明白神永远的旨意呢？
So why is it that we need to obtain the understanding of the eternal purpose of God?
因为圣经里面你要跟我们说，你们要明白神的旨意，你们不要做糊涂人，你们要明白神的旨意是如何。
Because the Bible tells us, do not be foolish, but rather understand what the will of the Lord is.
我们自从我们信了主之后呢，我们常常都会发问一个问题，哦，主啊，我当如何来做？
From the day that we are saved, believe in the Lord, we often ask this question, Lord, what should I do now?
或者当我遇见某一些事情的时候，我们都会问，主啊，这个是不是你的旨意？
And we encounter some crossroad, we need to make a decision, we ask the Lord, Lord, what should I do now?
在我们一生跟随主的路上，有好众多事情需要来寻求神的旨意的。
In our life's journey, there are many opportunities where we need to seek after what is the Lord's will for me.
但是如果我们能够明白神永远的旨意的时候呢，恐怕这些其他所有其他的旨意呢，我们都能够容易来明白的。
So now, if we understand the eternal purpose of God, and then these more of the specific will of God will be easier to seek after and understand.
神永远的旨意是统筹地上边一天上地上一切其他众多的旨意。
The overall eternal purpose of God, it incorporates all of the specific will, specific other purpose that are underneath.
神永远的旨意是单数的，意思只是有一个。
And the eternal purpose is singular.
不同我们要寻求神众多的旨意有很多的。
It is very different from this other, when we're seeking the Lord's will, those other specific wills.
为什么说当我们能够明白神永远的旨意的时候呢，这个就能够帮助我们明白其他众多的旨意呢？
Why do we say that if we understand the eternal purpose of God, then it will help us, assist us in understanding in other specific wills?
如果我们在一座大厦里面有很多很多很多的房间，
Just imagine you're in a high-rise building,And there are many different rooms.
每个房间进入去的时候，都需要一把锁匙来开。
And then, in order to have access, go into each of the rooms, you need a key.
每一个房间的锁匙都是不一样的。
And you need different keys, they are different.
这个就好像我们人生的里面，我们遇到很多的事情， 我哋房间我哋要进入去嘅时候，呢个系咪神嘅旨意咧？嗰个系咪神嘅旨意咧？
Just like in our life journey, we're seeking after God's will. Lord, is this your purpose or is that your purpose?
就好似我面对好多房间，我哋需要攞好多唔同嘅钥匙。
Just like to gain access into different rooms, we need different keys.
但系呢个总管呢个大厦嘅，佢一支万能匙总钥匙能够开所有嘅房间。
But the chief engineer for the building engineer, he has a master key, can gain access to all the rooms.
系啦，当你能够攞着呢一把钥匙嘅时候咧，这个能够帮助我哋开启呢个大厦里边所有嘅房间。
So if you have this master key, you're able to gain access into all the rooms, all areas.
当我哋明白神永远嘅旨意嘅时候咧。我哋会明白神究竟要啲咩嘢。
If we understand the eternal purpose of God, then we'll know what God is after.
唔系我要咩嘢，嗱，要咩嘢
？It's not what I am after, but what God is after.
唔系以我哋为中心，嗱，以主嘅意思为中心。
It's not we're self-centered or we-centered, but God-centered.
如果我哋能够明白神永远嘅旨意嘅时候咧，我哋都能够明白今日我喺佢神面前，我哋系咩处一个乜嘢嘅地位。
Okay, if we know what is the eternal purpose of God, understand it, then we will know what position where we stand today before Him.
咁既然讲到神永远嘅旨意，我哋必须知道呢个永远系咩嘅意思。
So when we talk about the eternal purpose of God, what does eternal mean?
这个永远呢，是指着过去的永远和将来的永远。
It is referring to from eternal past to eternal future.
意思就是这个神永远的旨意呢，是在万世之前，意思就是过去的永远，这个地上都还未有的时候，世界还未创立意思。就已经有了这个旨意。
Meaning that there is this purpose all existed in eternal past, even before the foundation of the world.
并且神既然立定了这个旨意呢，就永远不变，直至到永远的将来，这个旨意都是不会改变的。
And since that purpose already existed, ordained by God, and it will last all the way to eternal future will never change.
我哋人可以有好多嘅目的旨意。
For man, we have many plans, different determinations.
但系我哋嘅呢个思想，我哋所要嘅嘢，未必一定能够成就嘅。
But what we are after, sometimes we fail, we'll not get them.
我哋所要嘅嘢。如果是这个旨意越大的时候呢，这个执行就越困难，要完成就更加困难。
The greater our plans are, then the more difficult, more complicated, harder to achieve.
神这个永远的旨意是很大的旨意。
And God's eternal plan, it is grand and great.
但是神在他这个旨意的底下，他是有一个计划的。
And under this eternal purpose, there is a plan to be carried out.
并且这个计划呢，是能够有一个人能够完全将它来执行的。
And there is a person that's able to carry it out and fulfill.
并且呢，担保这个计划呢，最终能够完全的，完成的。
And to even have a guarantee that it will be accomplished.
头先我哋讲到神嘅呢一个旨意咧系单一嘅。
And earlier we mentioned that this eternal purpose is singular.
我哋可以睇一睇一节嘅圣经喺罗马书十二章嘅第二节。
We can look from the book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1.
第二节，我哋读第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。叫你们察阅何为神的良善、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
Verse 2, and be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
你如果讀英文的時候呢,你就看見它有個對,並且這個旨意是單數的,我們所講到的神永遠的旨意就是這個旨意,是善良,順存,可喜悅的,果一個單一的旨意。
So we're referring to this singular, the good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. Singular.
那為什麼在聖經裡面哪裡來講到這個旨意是有計劃的,有秩序的,是來到設計出來的呢?
So where in the Bible that tells us this plan is ordained in an orderly fashion? And is to be carried out as planned.
我們再來細心看,剛才我們讀過的,不過現在我們將它放大來看,在以弗所書1章第11節。
We've read earlier in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11.
我們也在他裡面得了基業,這原是那位隨己而行,作萬事的,照著他旨意所預定的。
In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will.
其實呢,在這段聖經的裡面呢,如果我們讀英文的時候呢,我們會讀到,其實都讀不到的。有三個字眼呢,是可以同時翻譯成為旨意的。在中文那裡呢,和合本的聖經呢,都看不到的。
So it is rather hard to distinguish. There are three phrases that are very similar: purpose, counsel, and will.
如果我將和合本嗰個按著英文嘅嚟翻譯咧，應該係咁講嘅。我們也在他裡面得了基業，這原是那位按自己旨意所以決而作萬事嘅，照著佢旨意所預定嘅。
So in the original Chinese translation, it's hard to distinguish, but it is predestined according to the purpose of him who worked all things after the counsel of his own will.
如果你有機會,你看著熒光幕的話,你見到有三個字,我在後面放了一個希臘文的號碼在後面。
Okay, if you look on the screen, I put the Greek's Strong's number for the original.
這個分別是譯成旨意2307,已決1012,旨意4286.
And going backwards, the number 2307 is translated as purpose, 1012 translated as counsel, and 4286 translated as plan or setting forth.
其實呢,這三個字呢,在別處的聖經裡面呢,都可以分別翻譯成旨意或者是這個計劃的。In
other places of the Bible, these three different phrases, they all can be translated to plan or purpose.
Will or purpose.
Will or purpose.
如果英文講到這個擺在最尾,根據這個他的旨意,這個2307這個旨意是講神起初所立定的旨意,就是2307,它裡面有一個喜悅,一個這樣的旨意。So
this word phrase 2307 and this purpose, his own will, referring to the very original in the very beginning, God had this will in his pleasure.
然後呢,這個旨意是怎樣呢?1012,它也是一個旨意。這個旨意的意思是說它經過已決的,經過商量的。
And now, this original purpose, 2307, it was carried through counsel, 1012. The next word, 1012, there is a counsel. There is someone meet together to bring out the counsel.
意思就是聖父、聖子、聖靈一同在那裡商議慎重來決定這個旨意。
It was speaking about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit counsel together to come up with this plan.
啊，然之后咧，佢哋系照着一个计划，呢、这个旨意系有计划嘅。呢、这个四二八六嘅意思就有计划，亦都系陈列出嚟。意思呢、这个啊计划咧系陈列出嚟嘅。呢、这个陈列咧亦都用喺陈列饼嘅上边。
And now, after such counsel, the third word, 4286, it is a plan to be carried out, laid out, like the word showbread, to show forth, set forth.
是的。咁从此呢我们知道呢神这个计划呢远古之前来到立定并且经过慎重三二一神的来到商议立了一个计划然后根据他的安排来到叫他来到实现的。
So originally, this was a purpose ordained from the very beginning, and through counsel of the triune God, and now the plan was set forth, layout, and plan.
究竟这个旨意是什么旨意呢?
Now, what is this purpose then?
这个在这个一章第十节就跟我们讲得很清楚刚才我读了一节圣经要照所安排的在日期满足的时候使天上地上一切所有的都在基督的里面同归于一
It was, the purpose was referred to in verse 10 that in the dispensation of the fullness of the times he might gather in one or head up all things in Christ both which are in heavens and which are on earth, in him.
意思呢,有一天,所有天上,地上,所有的,都会总归在基督耶稣的里面。
Meaning one day, all things, things that are in heavens, things that are in earth, will be head up, summed up in Christ.
也都是说,所有的东西都要跑回到基督耶稣的里面,并且以他来作头的。
Meaning everything, all things will go under Christ, being him as the head. He head up all things.
如果我们看看我们今天的世代的时候呢很多的败坏很多不合神心意人事物我们不能够讲到今天我们是就算地上边都不是归在基督耶稣的里面都不是在基督里面同归于一。
If we look around us in the world today, there are many things that are not right, and many corruptions. We can definitely say that earthly things are not under Christ. Christ did not head up all things on earth today.
所以就是因为在过去发生一些事情，直到如今，天上地上。
And it was because something that happened before. Therefore, today, all things are not summed up in Christ, both heavenly and earthly.
但是其实在神创造的起初，一切都是在基督耶稣的里面归于一的。
But in the very beginning, in creation, that all things were created, head up, summed up in Christ.
罗马书十一章三十六节是跟我们这样讲的因为万有都是本于他依靠他归于他
Romans chapter 11 verse 36 For of him and through him and to him are all things
意思就是在创造的时候所有的东西都是从他而来的本于他
Meaning thatFrom creation, for of him are all things.
并且呢这个依靠他呢话意思就是in him, through him, 在他里面做的。
Not only that, but through him are all things.
并且呢所有的东西是为他做的不是为我们做的。
And everything to him, not to us, to him.
所以我们知道在创造开始的时候是所有的万物天上地下的都是归一在基督的里面的。
And we see that in creation, that all things were under Christ.
但是当中发生了一些事情。
But some things happen. We see that a talented chief angel or fallen. There, he rose up and fight against the purpose of God. And he fallen, became Satan. And man were created after. But man were also fallen. So God, in the very beginning, foresaw and he came up with a plan to restore all things, all these chaotic things.
第十節嗰度講到，要照所安排嘅喺日期滿足嘅時候。
That verse 10, that into the dispensation of the fullness of time.
意思神呢個計劃喺時間當中嚟到進行。
That means there is a process to be carried out.
神喺時間當中將佢嘅旨意成就咧，係有安排。
That means God is going to carry out his plan in his time.
係漸漸將佢嘅旨意嚟到打開嘅。
And gradually, his purpose will be revealed.
記得好耐之前，我咪同弟兄姊妹交通到神永遠旨意嘅列車，去到一個咩站？去到但以理站，去到其他站，跟住最尾就去到基督站啦。
Remember a while back, I shared with brother and sister, there is a train of the will of God, and that will go to stop at different stations. You stop at the station of Daniel, and then stop at different stations, eventually arrive at the station of Christ.
所以在旧约的时候呢，不是所有人都能够明白神的旨意。
So therefore, we say that in the Old Testament, not all men understood the will of God, the purpose of God.
但当主耶稣来到地上边的时候，就将这个神奥秘的旨意来打开。But
when Christ came onto this earth, the mystery of this will were revealed to men.
圣经讲到这个旨意是一个旨意的奥秘。
The Bible mentioned this is there is a mystery of this will.
呢個係喺1章9節頭先我讀話俾我哋聽嘅，叫我哋知道佢旨意嘅奧秘。
Chapter 1 verse 9. So that we may it is to be made known to us the mystery of his will.
對於某啲人嚟講，呢個旨意係一個奧秘嚟嘅。
To some people, this will is a mystery.
今日神嘅呢个旨意已经向我哋打开，摆喺圣经嘅里边。Today,
this purpose is revealed to us in the Bible.
系咪所有读圣经嘅人都能够明白咧？
The question is, to all those that read this Bible, do we all understand and see this?
实际上，系未信嘅人唔明白，信嘅人系可以明白，但系都不一定全部明白。
To the unbelief, of course, they do not understand. But to those who read the Bible and believe, but not all of us understand this purpose of God.
記得當主耶穌喺地上邊嘅時候，天上邊有聲音，你要同我哋神將天開咗，你要向主耶穌嚟講話嘅時候。
Remember when the Lord Jesus was on earth and the heavens opened up and the voice came.
但係 But
other people also heard, but they heard what they heard was thunders. It's not the word of God.
当使提反殉道的时候，他睇见天开了，耶稣基督站喺神嘅右边，宝座右边。
And when Stephen was martyred and he looked up and saw Jesus, the Son of God, stood next to the Father God.
佢哋都睇见天开了。
And he saw heavens open.
但系旁边嘅人却睇唔见，仍然将佢哋都打死。
But those people surrounded him did not see that, and they still stoned him to death.
意思就系、神嘅旨意系乐意向人开启，但系唔系所有人都能够睇得见、知得到。
Meaning that God desired all to see His purpose, but not many see it.
圣经话俾我哋听，神嘅旨意系可喜悦嘅。
The Bible tells us this purpose of God, it is pleasing.
系啦，头先我哋读嗰罗马书都系咁讲嘅，叫你哋测验何为神嘅善良、纯全、可喜悦嘅旨意。
As in Romans, remember the verse we read earlier? That you may prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
神的旨意是神所喜悦的。
God's purpose is something that is pleasing to him.
但是是不是我们众人都能够喜悦呢？
The question is, is it all the same purpose pleasing to us, all of us?
当难处未临到的时候，我们都会说我们喜悦神的旨意。
Before difficulties arrive, we will all say, yes, we desire the will of God.
但人的里面有这个己存在里面。
But there is a flesh, the self, in us.
无论是作恶的己，或者是人看为善良的己，都是没有办法喜悦神的旨意，因为这个己只能够喜悦自己的旨意。
No matter that is the good self or the flesh that tend to sin, but it is still self. It is going against enmity against God.
特别是这个善良的己，有时是很隐藏的。我们还是以为会是好的，但这个善良的己呢，常常是与神的旨意来做相反的。
Especially this good self of ours, it tend to do good things, but it's also enmity against God.
我们看一个例子，是在创世纪的第四章，由第四节到第七节。
We see from Genesis an example in Genesis chapter 4, starts from verse 4.
在那里有两个兄弟，一个是亚伯，一个是该人。
There's two brothers, Cain and Abel.
第四节，亚伯也都将他羊群中投生的和脂油献上，耶和华看中亚伯和他的公民，只是看不中该人和他的公民，该人就大大的发怒，变了脸色。
Abel also brought off the firstborn of his flock and of their fat, and the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering.And Cain was very angry, and his countenance fell.
耶和华对该人说：你为什么发怒呢？你为什么变了脸色呢？你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？你若行不好，罪就伏在门前。
So the Lord said to Cain, Why are you angry, and why has your countenance fallen? If you do well, will you not be accepted? And if you do not do well, sin lies at the door, and its desire is for you, but you.Should rule over it.
亚伯同埋该人同埋亚伯都系亚当嘅儿子。
Both Abel and Cain, they are sons of Adam.
佢哋从佢爸爸妈妈嗰度知道咗佢哋堕落嘅历史。
They understood why they were corrupted and fallen, from what they were told from their parents.
佢哋点解被赶出伊甸园？
Why they were cast out of the Garden of Eden.
他们也都知道为什么要献祭，神要什么的祭。
They understood what God is after, sacrifices, what pleased God.
父母都跟他说，神需要启示了要杀这个生物，杀这个羊，作为皮子，好遮盖他们。
And they were also taught that God had prepared sacrifices with the shedding of blood and also animal skins for the covering.
阿伯看中了神的心意，他明白知道实行神的心意。
And Abel took in and understood and also execute, carry out this purpose of God that is pleasing.
该人所作的都是好的。
On the other hand, Cain, what he did was also good.
他不是不献祭，他去献祭。
It is not that he did not offer, he also brought his own offering.
并且他所献的祭都是初熟的，是头生的。
And it was also the first fruit, something good.
但是他里面有他自己的意思。
But behind it, it is from himself, his own intention, his own purpose.
我需要满足神，亦都要满足我自己。
In his mind, he want to satisfy God, be pleasing, but also he want to satisfy himself.
在当时人并不吃肉的。
At that time, people are vegetarians. They don't eat meat.
人吃肉是从这个挪亚洪水之后，神才开始给人吃肉。
People start to eat meat after the flood.
那你就问阿伯牧羊究竟是为了什么事情呢？
Then you ask, why is Abel a shepherd?
他牧羊是为了他的生计，是为了献祭，完全满足神的旨意，对他自己是没有好处的。
So, he was being a shepherd, not for himself, not for his livelihood, but only for sacrifice, offer sacrifices, is to please God.
因为单单神要什么，他就献什么。
Whatever God wants, he will do on offer.
该人神要的，他都要，但他也都要自己要的。因此，既然能够献给神，亦都能够满足自己的需要。
And on the other hand, Cain also offered, but he offered first fruits to God, but that's something not it's also to satisfy himself.
我们再来打开这节圣经，详细来看一下。 创世纪，刚才那一段的圣经，4章4到7节。
Chapter 4, verse 4 through 7, Genesis.
耶和华看重阿伯和他的公民，看不重该人和他的公民。
And the Lord respected Abel and his offering, but he did not respect Cain and his offering.
这里讲到神看人呢，是看这个人。 献祭的人同埋献祭嘅物一齐。
So God is looking at this person and what he offered.
第七节，你若行得好，究竟系行为好定乜嘢好咧？
And then verse 7 says, if you do well, what does it mean by doing well? Doing what well?
我哋常常讲到旧约圣经嘅一段故事。 就是新約神的話的解釋，解釋舊約裏邊一段嘅故事。
We see that the words in Old Testament is like a picture, and it could be explained by the words in the New Testament.
請我哋再打開頭先睇過嘅羅馬書12章第1到第2節。
Go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. From what we read earlier. We'll also read verse 1.
所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。你们如此侍奉，乃是理所当然的。
I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the compassions of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your intelligent service.
这里我们看见神要求有一个人他在这里献祭。
We see that God here is requiring a person to offer sacrifice.
我们看见有一个祭司在这里，他在这里献祭。
We see here it's a priest doing offering.
他献什么呢？ 哦，将身体献上， 乃是将佢自己嚟去献上。
What is he offering? Oh, bodies. He offering himself.
所以喺罗马书十二章一节呢度，我哋睇见有一个祭司，有一个祭物系连埋一齐嘅。
We see there's this person, the priest and the sacrifice, both are one.
头先我哋读创世纪四章嗰度讲到耶和华看亚伯同埋佢嘅祭物，耶和华看该隐同埋佢嘅祭物系连埋一齐嘅。
We see earlier that God respected Abel and his offering, and he do not respect a Cain and his offering. It's together, the person and the offering.
咁究竟佢神喺度讲话你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳
？If you do well, shall you not be accepted？
就系罗马书第十二章第二节啦。
And that is referring to Romans chapter 12, verse 2.
就是什么能够蒙悦纳呢？
What can cause you to be accepted?
你若行得好，意思你是行的神的旨意，你是行第罗马书十二章一节里面所作的话呢，你就可以察验什么是神所喜悦的旨意了。
If you do well, if you do well in Romans 12, verse 1, that offering, then it will come to verse 2. Then you may be able to prove what is a good, acceptable, perfect will of God.
你行得好就蒙悦纳，行不好就不蒙悦纳。
If you do well, you shall be accepted. If you do not do well, you will not be accepted.
原来在创世纪第四章这段的故事里边隐藏咗一个事情，呢、这个行呢系行神嘅旨意，唔系佢嘅行。
In chapter 4, the story behind it is hidden. It's telling us the purpose of God.
你如果行神嘅旨意就蒙悦纳，你不行神嘅旨意就不蒙悦纳。
If you do and carry out the purpose of God, you shall be accepted. If you do not do carry out the purpose of God, you shall not be accepted.
头先讲到，唔系所有人都能够明白神嘅旨，永远嘅旨意。
Earlier we mentioned that not all able to understand the eternal purpose of God.
究竟边，我系讲信主嘅人，究竟边啲嘅人先至能够明白神永远嘅旨意呢？
You see, I'll talk about also the believers. But now, who shall be able to understand the will of God?
我们再来看罗马书十二章一到二节是这么说的。
Again, we see Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
就是那些愿意将身体献上当作活祭的，他们的心意就会更新而变化，他们就能够察验什么是神善良纯全可喜悦的旨意。
That group of people that are willing to present your bodies a living sacrifice. And the result is they shall be able to prove what is a good, acceptable, perfect will of God.
意思他能够明白。
Meaning that they shall be able to understand such group of
people. 意思就是说，倘若有人我是信了主，但我们未愿意将自己的身体献上当作活祭的话，你只是听见一些声音，你只是听见一些道理，你没有办法能够察验什么是神纯全可善良可喜悦的旨意。
That means if we believe in the Lord, and we are still not yet willing to offer ourselves a living sacrifice, then all these things that we hear is only head knowledge, but we will not be able to understand, know what is a goodAnd to prove what is a good, acceptable, and perfect will of God.
并且我要留心，这个祭呢不是献一次的，因为这个活祭呢，你看圣经里面献祭呢，早晨要献，晚间要献，早晨要献，晚间要献，所以这个活祭呢是常常献的。
And this sacrifice is not just one time, you offer one time, but it is like a burnt offering, morning, evening, morning,Evening, it is a living sacrifice.
所以你说我曾经献过，我现今不献了， 你对神永远的旨意呢的明白呢就停在那里，你就退后了。
And we may say, yes, Lord, I offered to you one time, but maybe you refrain from offering now. Then, on this understanding of the eternal purpose of God, you stop there, cannot progress.
为什么我们不能够之前献过，现在不能献呢？很多时候就因为己的问题，我自己的问题，遇到个己，我不能够再将自己或者自己的家来献上。
And many times we say, yes, I offered previously, but not anymore. Many a times because of our self, this self-life that caused us to refrain from offering ourselves and our families.
为什么我们将自己献上的时候，我的心思会更新变化呢？
Why would our mind be transformed when we have this willingness to offer?
很多时我们初时读一节圣经的时候，哎呀，主，我一献的时候，我里面就聪明了，我就能够完全明白你的旨意了，不是这样。
It is not that, well, once we offer, then from within, we all of a sudden enlighten to understand the will of God. No, it's not so.
意思是说，我们将我们自己献上了之后呢，我们再看这个世界，就不是按着我们的意思看了。
Meaning that when we offer ourselves, when we view, look at the situation, this world, you're not looking from your own perspective now. Because we loved the world previously, we conformed, mold to this world previously.
但是保罗是这么说，我先前以为与我有益的，我现今因基督耶稣都当作有损的。
But Paul had mentioned in Philippians, to me, what was beneficial to me, I count them all at loss for the sake of Christ.
不但如此，我都将万事当作有损的，因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝。
Not only so, but indeed, I also count all things lost for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord.
是的，所以保罗因着认识耶稣基督，他的人生观、世界观完全的来改变。
So Paul, through offering knowing Christ, his perspective of himself and the world completely changed.
所以这个人就是罗马书十二章第一节里面所说的这个人。
So this person is the person referred to in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2.
他的心意更新而变化，就是正如所说的保罗的心意的更新变化。
He was transformed by the renewing of his mind. That's Paul.
这个这样的人呢，他能够察验什么是善良、纯全、可喜悦神的旨意。
Such a person is now able to prove what is a good, acceptable, perfect will of God.
你要留意圣经，他不单只是讲明白，他是讲察验。
It is not only about understanding, but proving, proof.
神究竟要用什么东西来证明他的旨意是善良、纯全、可喜悦的呢？
So what vessel, what element God is going to use to prove such a good, acceptable, perfect will of God?
我们如果要证明一块金是纯全的话，将这块金放在火里面来烧，我就知道这块金是不是纯全的。
If you want to test the purity of, for example, gold, you need to put it in fire. Extremely.
同样的，要明白，要察验，神就要将这一个人，这个祭司，这个祭物，这个活祭，放在他的旨意里面来行，叫你去察验，叫你去经历，然之后你就能够知道，有亲身的经历啊，能够察验这个神的旨意是好的。
In order to test and to prove the will of God to be good, perfect, acceptable, such person need to be put in the will that this the will himself in order to prove it to say this is oh yes this is good.
所以一个唔肯将自己摆喺祭坛上边嘅人，或者停止咗将自己作为活祭嘅人，佢冇办法俾神用嚟测验系咪 能够成就神荣耀的旨意。
So if a person is not willing to present himself a living sacrifice, he will not, or she will not be able to be put into that will of God to test it, to prove it.
该人就是没办法来到行这一步，所以不蒙悦纳。
Such person is Cain. He cannot take that step, therefore not acceptable.
人若知道如何人若知道行善，却不去行，这个就是他的罪了。
If a person know how to do good and not to carry out, not to do it, this is a sin.
这个行善永远都是指着行神的旨意。
This phrase, to do good, is referring to doing the will of God.
因为世上边没有一个人是善的，唯有神才是善良的。
Because there's no one is good, only God is good.
人如果知道了要去怎样来行神的旨意，却不去行，这个就是他的罪了。
To him, therefore, who knows how to do good and does it not, to him it is sin.
就是说他知道了神的旨意而不去行的，这个就是他的罪了。
It is to say that this person knows what the will of God is, but do not walk in it. This is now his sin.
该人就是一个这样的人。
And Cain is such a person.
你若行得好，岂不蒙悦纳？
If you do well, shall you not be accepted?
你如果能够行好，就是说你是能够，你是爸爸妈妈都将这个旨意告诉你听，神的旨意告诉你听，你若行得好，你愿意行神的旨意，你就蒙悦纳。现今你行不得不好，罪就伏在你门前，因为不知道行善而不去行的，这个就是他的罪了。
Mom and Dad already told you the purpose, the will of God, what is to be pleasing and acceptable. If you do well, carry it out, you shall be accepted. However, if you do not do well, sin lies at your door. We always pray the Lord's Prayer. Let your will be done on earth accordingAs in heaven.
我这个人是在地上边。
I am now on earth.
这个祷告的人是在地上边。
The person that prayer, that offered this prayer is on earth.
他要一个祷告是这样祷告的话，他必须先有一个祷告，愿你的旨意行在我身上边。
If a person pray this prayer, he ought to have a prior prayer to say that, let your will be done on me.
如果这个人只不过站在旁边来旁观，没将自己摆在作为活祭，摆在祭坛上边的时候，他没有资格祷告这个祷告。
If the person is just a bystander, not offering himself, he will not be able to say this prayer.
愿你的旨意行在地上边，但我却不行你的旨意，这个究竟是一个什么样的祷告呢？
Let your will be done on earth as in heaven, but not on me though. Not on me. I refrain myself.
这个、
What kind of prayer is this?
愿意主早晨用着这些话给我里边有提醒。
May the Lord use his words to remind us within.
关于神永远的旨意这个题目，主若愿意，以后我们会再进一步来交通。
According to this topic of eternal purpose of God, if God willing, let us have more sharings.
我们祷告好吗？
Let's pray.
主我哋感谢你，主啊你自己嘅宝血，主啊你遮盖我哋。
Lord, we thank you. Allow your precious blood to cover us.
哦，主啊，亦都叫我哋众人愿意将自己作为活祭放喺祭坛上边，好叫我能够察验我系神良善纯全可喜悦嘅旨意。
Lord, do give us a willingness to present ourselves, our bodies, a living sacrifice.That we may be able to prove what is a good, acceptable, perfect will of God. That we can be part of your eternal purpose. So that we do not retract.
Not
draw back. But we go forward to offer ourselves, present our bodies a living sacrifice. Oh, if someone draw back, you do not desire.
愿意主祝福 到神嘅话语。
Lord, bless your own word this morning.
好过奉主耶稣基督嘅名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.